back to the No Panic Zone on this Friday. You made it through another week. We're doing good. We've got a lot of work to do, obviously, before this pandemic is behind us. But we need to rely on accuracy, facts we can work with, numbers that have meaning. That's what we need to do, and that's what we're doing here. My next guest, Elise Rhodes, is the director of marketing at Parler. It's a social network launched to take on Twitter and others, launched in August of 2018. Elise, welcome to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you here, and glad to see you're looking well and doing well on this day as we all continue our house arrest of sorts, if you will. A lot of these social media sites, and you know this, one of the reasons that Parler was launched, accused of twisting the facts, trying to spin things to the way they want them, blocking out voices altogether that they don't like, most notably conservative voices. In fact, Secretary Pompeo says there's a misinformation campaign being waged from some corners. What do you make of all of it?
Yeah, it's really concerning. And coming from a tech company that runs off of free speech, we allow all of our users to speak, and then they get to decide, you know, what information that they're going to take in. And the issue that's happening with these other tech companies blocking out information and deciding what's true or false is single point failure is not good for a system. If you only have one source of information, at some point that source of information could end up being wrong. And if you put all of your attention to that one source that's wrong, and everyone else isn't allowed to put in their point of view or their ideas, or even other professionals that haven't been deemed, you know, proper information by Facebook and Twitter, it's just a dangerous way to operate.
I certainly agree with that. Who gets to decide what's real and what's not real? I've decided long ago that I'll be the one that filters the information that I get. I'll be the one that decides whether something's real or not real. I think that's fair. I think I'm smart enough. I think I'm qualified to choose for myself. And that's what you allow people to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a great example. Back in the day, in the 1900s, if Twitter was around, I think that they would have banned Einstein because his views at the time seemed very out there, outrageous to people. Newton was the way that people thought about, you know, your basic science, and they thought all of his ideas were crazy. Sure. So they probably would have deemed them false news. News are fake and banned him off the platform. I think that what would be even crazier today is if we keep censoring to a single point failure, we're never going to be able to continue innovation.
I agree with that. And I think that, and I've said on this program many times, I believe that when Facebook and Twitter, which are enormous, and no disrespect to Parler, of course, but those are enormous platforms, and when they're allowed to censor people outright, to me, it is an affront to the Constitution. Now, I understand they're private businesses, and they can do as they please. I've had this conversation back and forth with people. But the marketplace of ideas today is virtual. The marketplace of ideas today is electronic. The marketplace of ideas today is social media oftentimes. And when voices are just flat-out silenced, not because they used vulgarity or pornography or violence, but because they don't like their ideas, I find that offensive to who I am. If I find that offensive as an American, frankly.
Yeah, and you know, you should find it offensive because this is a private company telling you that they think that they're smarter than you and they should be able to decide what you can and cannot see because you're not smart enough to make your own decisions based off of information provided to you. If you go into the way that this censorship has stepped up since 2016, these companies know exactly how powerful they are. They don't want to give away that power. And, you know, even the new censorship that's come in the past 2 weeks, ever since coronavirus has come out, they're striking while people are vulnerable and setting up a system where they analyze over a billion posts per day. They have over a billion users across the world. And they had a couple of days when they first enacted this system when they were flagging, you know, school teachers for giving advice on what they should teach kids about corona. It's very dangerous, and that system had to be built a long time ago in order for them to put it in place. So they've been prepared for this, and they just pushed it into place when, you know, the whole world and the population is scared.
Sure. Elise Rhodes here, Director of Marketing for Parler, a social media network out there. In fairness, Elise, there's a couple of teachers I feel maybe should be censored, but I digress. I believe in the freedom of speech. I believe that people should share ideas. I'm not going to agree with everyone, but I believe wholeheartedly in people ought to be able to stand up, tell the world what they think, and not be muzzled, not by Facebook, not by Twitter, not by anybody else. Again, that does not include threats of violence or pornography or things of that nature or vulgarity in general. Okay, there's some standards for the community. But when your ideas are being targeted, that's what my concern is, and that's the concern of millions of Americans, and certainly being targeted because you don't believe that maybe social distancing is going to work. Maybe you don't believe being locked in your house for 2 or 3 weeks is going to stop the spread of this virus. And if you say that, well, you get knocked off from social media. That's not right. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the beautiful things that we've seen on our community is, you know, we let everyone post their opinions. Obviously, there are people with differing opinions that, you know, maybe they don't take it as seriously. Other ones take it very seriously. But we leave it up to our community to decide what information they take in, and then they're educated enough to take in that information and use it however they see fit. That's not our job. It's our job to provide the platform where they can share ideas, and we'll never censor ideas.
Elise, I greatly appreciate that, and God bless you for saying that and standing up for the ideals of freedom of speech and American ideals, frankly. Elise Rhodes, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
You have Elise Rhodes, Director of Marketing at Parler. You can go find that. It's a social media site launched in 2018 to compete with Twitter. You know, that's a tough place to be, a very competitive market, as you well know, but they're out there, and there are alternatives out there. If you've had all the Twitter you can take or don't do it at all, there's an alternative for you. This is the No Panic Zone on the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Good to have you here. As we continue, Congressman Tim Walberg not far away to talk about the $2 trillion stimulus package. We'll be right back.